People who complained at times loudly over the idea of building new homeless shelters in Salt Lake City's Sugar House neighborhood, well, they notched a victory today. The city and state lawmakers are dumping plans for two of the four proposed new homeless resource centers, including that spot in Sugar House. Gone. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says he still supports the idea of spreading those services outside of the city's downtown core.
Murray is saying they're stepping forward and willing to be considered as well. We got to find a site that works, but you know, we hope, like Murray has done, we hope to see other places step forward and say, yes, we know that homeless people come from our community. We're going to find a way to shoulder our share of the burden and make it work in our city as well.
Much of the fear in Sugar House, though, focused on the crime and drug use that has flourished in Salt Lake City's Rio Grande area, where the current homeless services are centered, but McAdams says the new sites will have a different look.
These centers are going to look very different than what you see in Salt Lake City. These are going to be resource centers where people who are in crisis come, they get treatment there. It's going to be a safe and secure facility. And really the hope is to help people who are in crisis to heal physically, emotionally, mentally, and get them restored to independence and self-reliance.
Still, the change in direction for new homeless services seems to be an admission on the part of policymakers. McAdams insists the process has worked as it should.
No, it certainly wasn't done wrong in the first place. We're listening. We're also gathering more data and assessing the challenges different. As we learn more and understand the problems better, we're adapting our approaches to do that. And you're going to continue to see adaptations as we move forward. This is a complex issue, and we don't know everything that we need to know about how to fix it. Nobody does. So what we're going to be doing is acting and then learning from our actions and improving our actions, and it's going to be evolving through time. And that's what you're seeing here. As we found consensus, we're still sticking to our goal of minimizing homelessness and maximizing public safety, but we're adapting our approaches as we move forward.
So here's where things stand. The sites on 700 South and High Avenue will still go forward. A facility in Midvale will serve as a family shelter, and a fourth will be built somewhere in Salt Lake County.